Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey. For the next hour, join Maria as she takes on topics important to you. Finances, raising children, and dealing with your husband through his tough times and yours. This is the place to be as Maria and her guests bring you a wealth of information on all of these topics. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, and thank you so much for joining me on your Sunday night. We really appreciate you joining us. We have a great show lined up today. We'll get into that in a minute. I wanted to, first of all, mention our sponsor is Land's End. And if you go to landsend.com, which I just visited about 2 seconds before the show started, you'll see that there is a 50 to 70% off swimwear sale, and the swimwear that's available is just adorable. Take a look, and it says it ends Tuesday, so get in there now and get your best deals on swimwear. And going forward, as we all know, it's hard to believe it's already mid-July, and it is back to school. So if you take a look at the Land's End back to school tab, or uniform tab, excuse me, you'll see some really cute back to school uniforms for boys and girls. And of course, there's lots of great styles for moms and dads too. So take a look at landsend.com, and you can also call 1-800-800-5800 items are available at that number. And landsend.com, you can also go to the store locator to find a local Land's End shop at a Sears store near you. And there is one right up the street, and I will be visiting. So now that we are in the dog days of summer, and all we hear about is how we're going trying to beat the heat because there is triple-digit temperatures all over the country, what are you doing to stay cool? I know we have just come back from a summer trip in North Carolina, and we had to laugh a little bit because we are in South Florida, and the North Carolinians are saying how hot it is, and it's barely 80 degrees. So we are sweltering down here in South Florida, but I think everybody across the country is. So I hope you stay cool, stay hydrated, even if you have to turn on the hose and let the kids run through it in the yard. Please stay hydrated. And we're getting ready for back to school. So and today's show, let's jump into today's show. We have a great show lined up. Our first guest will be Bonnie Barrios of Be Organized and Be Inspired with Bees. And Bonnie is a professional organizer who will talk about how to get organized and also about a woman's self-image, which she's going to be a really interesting guest. Second, we have Michelle Cripollani, who is from Ocean House Media. And now he is going to talk about what I think is really fascinating. He develops and publishes apps for the mobile market. And I know I just had to switch over into a new phone, and I have all these opportunities to download these apps, and I'm really excited about it. I think my 9-year-old daughter actually is more excited because she's more into it than me. And so Michelle will be a fascinating guest. And then we have Wendy Sachs of Care.com, an online resource for caregivers, who has an amazing resume. So we will be talking to Wendy about all the opportunities for securing caregivers at care.com. And then we have my favorite, the Moms Roundtable. We'll talk to some moms today about getting all the kids involved in activities. And finally, we'll round out the show with Dr. Daisy, our resident expert from Dr. Mommy Online, and she'll talk about motivating our teens. So please stick with us. We are glad you're here, and we'll be right back on Mom Talk Radio.
Even super moms need a little advice. Here's yours. More of Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Mom Talk Radio. My name is Mary Donlin, and I'm guest hosting for Maria Bailey, and it's always a pleasure to sit in Maria's chair and be with you at the end of what I hope was a nice weekend. Joining us now is our first guest, Bonnie Barrios, and Bonnie is an accomplished professional organizer and a master at transforming spaces into tranquil environments, and don't all parents and caregivers love that? These spaces allow families to enjoy one another and enjoy life without stress and worry, but more than that, Bonnie sees herself as an empowerer of women and caregivers, I should say. Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us. Your website is Be Organized, Be Inspired, and that's be-organized-be-inspired.com. What inspired you to create a website and take on this task?
Well, I've been organizing for several years right now, and a while ago I sat down and I was saying, out of all the things that I do, what else do I do with these women? And I realized that not only do I just help them get organized and be more efficient with their time and their space, I really empower them. I empower them to declutter and really get down to their authentic self and who they really are. So from that, that's how Be Organized, Be Inspired came about.
So what exactly do you do for the client, and is the website a tool for that, or just a sort of a stop in, and do you get ideas off the website, that kind of thing?
Well, I have my website where I talk a little bit about myself and my philosophy and the way that I do it and the services that I provide. But I also have a monthly newsletter that I send out, and I always have like a new topic and how-tos and tips and really inspire women to start getting organized. And being organized doesn't necessarily mean having to be neat, which is what I tell my clients all the time. It's just really having a system that works for you so that your life could just be easier.
Right. And so do you do also in-home consultations? I'm assuming that's maybe the backbone of the Be Organized, Be Inspired?
Correct. So usually how it works is that I will do an initial consultation with the client. We do a thorough walkthrough of the home. I write up an assessment with my suggestions if they need to buy certain things to make the organization better. And then after that, when I come in, I usually do a four-hour session, and we actually roll up our sleeves and start working and start getting rid of stuff and creating systems and finding a home for all the items that they have.
Oh, wonderful. So please tell me that you take clients in Florida, because I need you to come to my house.
Actually, you know what? I do travel. I have clients that I've been working with for 5 or 6 years, and wherever they go, they bring me along, because you just build a certain rapport and confidence, and you
sure.
just, it's a mutual trust. You know, that you have with
and a relationship,
person.
It sounds like, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's like you're going through their personal things. You're going through, you know, a lifetime of memories with some of these women, you know. And what's funny is that a lot of the time is through a major transition in their life, which mm-hmm. it could be either getting married or starting a new job or going back to work after just being a mom or getting a divorce or breaking up with a boyfriend. So, yeah, so it's there is a very big emotional aspect to the job.
Oh, that's wonderful. So seriously, though, do you have clients in a particular area? It says tri-state, so I'm assuming that's the New York, New Jersey, Northeast?
Right. So it's New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. I've been down to Pennsylvania to do some work as well. And, you know, whenever I visit my friends out of state, you know, I always do my little organizing magic for them.
Right. Oh, that sounds wonderful. So you have, and it also says here, you also are a TV host and you have a number of corporate sponsors, some really big names. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. So besides my organizing, I am a TV host. I've done work as a product specialist. And basically what I do is I speak about these companies' products, like some of them being Mercedes-Benz. I am bilingual, so I've worked with very big Fortune 500 companies like Goya, Coca-Cola. I do a lot of their work in the Hispanic market, which is great.
Sure.
And it's live hosting, and then sometimes it's and TV hosting. Like right now, I'm the spokesperson for Girl Scouts of America, and I do all of their training videos in Spanish and in English, and I just love it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, my daughter is a Girl Scout, so I'm sure you're on our website somewhere.
What is she? Is she a brownie?
A brownie,
a
yes. She's not quite.
Oh, she's a brownie.
Yeah, she's a brownie. Yeah. She was 2 years running the number one cookie seller in her troop. So,
God. Well, I have to tell you that they say that their cookie program is so good because it instills in the girls this whole sense of entrepreneurship.
Oh, you're not kidding.
Yes, yes. So my daughter just became a brownie this year.
Aww.
So we're in the same boat, you and I.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. I love it. Well, she truly will go out there and set the table up by herself in the driveway. It's amazing. Anyway, I digress. Yeah. I don't want to talk about that. So what else do you have? So for BeOrganizedBeInspired.com, I love the idea of the tips and organization ideas that you give. And so we can sign up for the newsletter on that website. Is that correct?
Right. So actually, if you go to the website, which is be-organized-inspired.com, there's going to be a little icon on the homepage. You could just sign up directly for the newsletter. And every month, I send out a newsletter with a different topic. I believe the one for last month was something has to change, and change starts with me. And a lot of the stuff that I write about is my own personal experience. Like, I kept coming home and saying, you know, there's just something that I feel that it's kind of out of place. I just can't get out of this rut. And I said, you know what? Let me just call the cleaning lady. We did like a full day of cleaning, and I threw out stuff, which totally shifted the energy at my home. And it made me feel like brand new, and it was wonderful. So that's what I talk about, and I give tips on how to do it, you know, how to give yourself 20 minutes every day just to pick up a room, you know, just quick and simple tips to help you have less clutter in your home and in your life.
Well, I am totally signing up because I agree with you. My husband's actually more of the neat freak than me, and I'll tell you, but when we get something done, it's such an essential accomplishment, and you're right. You feel you've decluttered not only your house, but your mind and your spirit, and the whole room changes, and the energy in the room. So it's a wonderful, wonderful topic, and certainly you're doing good work with. I like the self-image part you talk about as well. So thank you so much for joining us today, Bonnie. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank
Again,
you. It's the same. Likewise.
Yes, thanks. And it's be-organized-inspired.com, and it's a beautiful page, by the way, and really nice. So take a look, everybody, and I'm signing up for the newsletter. So thank you very much. And when we return, we will talk to Michelle Kripalani, founder and president of Oceanside Media, Inc., and we'll be talking about mobile apps, a really hot topic. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Mom Talk Radio, and our next guest is Michelle Kripalani, who is the founder and president of Ocean House Media. And Ocean House Media is a leading developer and publisher of apps for the mobile market. And I know, as I said in my opening segment, I just got a new smartphone, and all of a sudden this new world's opened up to me. I had a BlackBerry before, but I just didn't really download that many apps. So now I have this touchscreen, and this whole world opening up about apps. They released more than 175 apps for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. And it looks like it says 13 reached the number one sales position on the Apple App Store. That's amazing. So welcome, Michelle.
That's right. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So, of course, mobile apps are just the thing to talk about, not only from a personal perspective, but a professional and business perspective, as many companies, including Mom Talk Radio. We have an app, actually. You can download it, Mom Talk Radio. So your role as president of Ocean House Media, it says you secure licensing agreements with Dr. Seuss Enterprises, and among many others. That fascinates me just because I love that line of children's books. How did you secure the rights to develop and publish that?
Oh, it was just such an honor to be able to do that. We were able to get an introduction to Dr. Seuss Enterprises through University of California, San Diego, which is my alma mater. And, you know, the head librarian was able to get an introduction. We went in, did a demo, a bid against a number of really high-qualified other companies, and we're just so thankful when we were able to land the deal.
Oh, that's wonderful. And how long – well, what – let me ask this first. What features make the Dr. Seuss app stand out from other apps on the market? I'm actually on your website right now. It is so cool. Check it out, everybody, oceanhousemedia.com.
You know, we do a lot of things for the kids. We really focus on education with the apps. You know, Ted Geisel, Dr. Seuss, was really, really focused on education. So, you know, we do a new professional narration for each one of the books. We do sound and music. You know, in terms of education, the words are highlighted as the narration is being read, so the child gets a visual clue along with the auditory clue of what's being read. They can touch on any picture on the page, and the word flies up towards them and is spoken. So in other words, you touch on the hat, and it says hat, and you see H-A-T come forward. So children are getting this reinforcement. And kind of the last thing is children are able to read a couple grade levels higher than where they normally are, because if they get stuck on any word, they can just tap on that one word, and it's pronounced separate from the rest of the paragraph. So there's a ton of educational content buried in and really enriching these apps.
I just love – that's just amazing. And as I said, I'm on the Dr. Seuss page on oceanhealthmedia.com. This is – look at – these are – it's a beautiful page, as well as it's just loaded with – how many apps are there here?
For Dr. Seuss, we have 22 books so far. We have three games and a bunch of cameras and some other goodies. Over the course of the next couple of years, we're going to publish every book that Dr. Seuss ever wrote and illustrated. So there's going to be 44 titles there. We're halfway through.
Oh, that's amazing. What's the most popular on here?
Green Eggs and Ham, Cat in the Hat, Dr. Seuss ABC. Those are just perennial favorites. There's just so much great content.
There is. Actually, I was on vacation last week, and my daughter, my four-year-old, that's the two books she took. She could bring a stack of them, and she took both Dr. Seuss's ABCs and Green Eggs and Ham. So,
there you go.
Where did you happen into app development, or did you specifically start Ocean House Media to focus on apps for the mobile market?
Ocean House Media was founded 2.5 years ago specifically to build apps just for the mobile market. Now we're doing apps for Apple devices and also Android devices and some other platforms. But really, it's all about app. It's all about mobile. I've been doing this a long time. I started my first software company 22 years ago. So this is my third startup, and I was in video games for 11 years. I've just kind of always been out there on the edge from a technology standpoint.
Right. Actually, that was my question. Like, did you see it coming, and did you jump? Did you stay ahead of the curve? Which apparently you did. So that's wonderful.
You know, we did. I don't think we expected the wave to be as big as it became, but we were still expecting a really significant rise. Having seen it before with CD-ROM and a couple of other technologies, we really saw the opportunities. Thankfully, before many other people did.
So is there an IPO in your future?
That's not really something that we're planning, but you never know where the company's going to go. Honestly, I plan the business about 3 to 4 months in advance. Things are moving so fast, that's about as far as I can go these days.
That's the truth. And I say 6 months from now, technology just eclipses itself. So, well, thank you so much for joining us. I would encourage our listeners to check out oceanhousemedia.com. Again, I'm just loving this Dr. Seuss page. And the other one, the potty books, I love that too. That was one of my kids' favorites. Oceanhousemedia.com. Thank you so much, Michelle, and best of luck. And I will be watching your website to see about that IPO. So good luck.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Next on Mom Talk Radio, we'll be talking to the editor-in-chief of Care.com, Wendy Sachs. We'll be right back.
Mothers of America, this hour belongs to you. It's Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
Welcome back to Mom Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. And I'd like to introduce our next guest, Wendy Sachs, who is at Care.com. She's a contributor of Care.com. And Care.com is the fastest growing online resource to find nannies, sitters, senior care, housekeeping, even pet care. It looks like all types of caregivers. And welcome, Wendy.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for being here. How's your summer going?
It's fantastic. It's not so humid in the Northeast today, so it's a very lovely July day.
Oh, good. That's the reason why I asked, because I saw New Jersey, and I'm thinking, oh, I hope it's cooler up there, because we're sweltering in Florida. So tell me about you have an amazing resume. Let me try to get that out in one word. You have a degree in journalism from Northwestern, and you worked on Capitol Hill. And actually, Peter Deutsch, who's from our area, you worked for him. And then you moved to New York City, where you worked as a TV producer, and you have won an Emmy, and then you had children, right?
And then I had children.
And
I actually
so then
wrote
you have
a book
you
about how Sorry, I also wrote a book about balancing career and family after I had the children, trying to figure out how I was going to negotiate that really precarious balance between career and family that so many millions of moms face every day.
Exactly, and that's what I was just going to say, is you have a this book's called How She Really Does It, where you talk to all types of the cross-section of moms about their lives and how they manage the balance or integration, I should say, right?
That's right.
That's amazing. So what was your inspiration for care.com then? And as a contributor, you write content about that balance and what I see, and how did you did that, was that from just being a mom or just from talking to all those moms? What was your inspiration?
No, you know what? I was brought over to care.com about a year ago when care.com was looking to, they're the fastest growing online resource for all types of care, and they were really looking to create some engaging content with their audience. It's an amazing place to be able to seek care. And what we had found was that moms in particular are looking for information, and they're looking for information, and they want to know everything there is to know about parenting and caregiving and how to hire a caregiver and what to look for in a babysitter, all different types of care, including senior care also. There's so many women who are stuck in the sandwich generation who are raising their young children and caring for an elderly loved one. And so care.com offers resources for all different types of care. So I came there to create some content and create community with the audience.
Right. So speaking of caregivers, do you have tips on summer child care? Because I know even in my position, my kids are in camp, but they're already kind of burnt out on that. Is there any tips you can give to working parents who are looking for summer child care?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny because summer child care can be incredibly stressful and surprisingly expensive. Most parents are really cobbling together care over the summer. And as you mentioned, your children are in camp. You know, often camps end at 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There is no after camp program at many places. So you need to hire a caregiver in addition to sending your children to camp. So it can be a challenging time. A few different tips that we have at care.com is, to create a co-op. And in a co-op, parents actually take turns watching each other's children. And it's very cost-effective. And it works well if the children are about the same age and can play well together.
Right.
So instead of hiring a nanny or a babysitter for your own family, for your own children, a few families come together and the parents can really alternate caring for the kids and switching off, whether it's on alternative days or just someone takes the morning and someone else takes the afternoon. A very cost-efficient way. But again, you need to be able to create a co-op with other families and other children who you feel very comfortable with and you share the same interests and schedules, quite frankly.
Yes.
You know, a 2-year-old may not do well with a 10-year-old.
Right.
Another suggestion we offer is hiring a college babysitter. And this is definitely a growing trend that care.com has seen. They have thousands of college babysitters who are looking for work, and they're often a little bit less expensive than your career nanny, and they're looking for they're looking for a summer job. And the beauty and the real benefit, I think, in having a college caregiver is there's a few different things. Number one, they often are very athletic and are really excited to be outdoors and playing and swimming,
right,
and tossing a ball. But they also might be interested in doing some tutoring for your children during the summer. And so many parents are really concerned about the summer slide, which is that
mm-hmm.
the fact that your child might not be reading as much or writing as much or forget his or her math facts, and you want to keep
right.
them on track. So that's
the brain drain,
a real
we
benefit
call it.
Of a college sitter.
right.
And then the other option is to have a nanny share. And what a nanny share really does is allows families to share a nanny. And because this can definitely bring down the cost of hiring your own personal nanny just for yourself, and because, kids' camps are running at different times through the week, or maybe there's a day that they're not having camp, a nanny share gives you that flexibility, particularly for working parents, that they need
right.
and can bring down the cost because you're sharing it with another family. Again, I caution to only do a nanny share with another family that's on a similar schedule to your own child. Otherwise, it's probably not really going to work very well.
Right. Well, I have actually done all three of those at one time or another because I have an 11 down to a four-year-old. So, I agree. And the best thing too about my college babysitters, who I keep them on a Rolodex, is that they're also they're more apt to get outside and they're more energetic. And my kids just love. I make sure they like all their caregivers, but the college girls are really a lot of their favorites because they're more fun. I think we could say.
Absolutely. They're almost like camp counselors. And
yes.
I think young children tend to gravitate toward college students because they are spunky and they're high energy and they want to get out and they want to play.
Right.
Not to say that other nannies aren't willing to get out and play, but there is something about a college student, particularly during the summer. They're looking to have some fun and also make some money. And we found that a lot of the college caregivers are seeking early childhood education degrees. So they really are focused on children and education. So it's a fantastic combination for a summer caregiver.
Right. Well, that's wonderful. So we can find lots of information and tips from you, Wendy, on care.com, as well as mom-reviewed caregivers, background checks, access to references, and all kinds of good stuff. So thank you so much for joining us, Wendy, at care.com. And when we come back, the Moms Roundtable will discuss activities that the whole family can participate in. We'll be right back. I do it like a Whitman's box of chocolates. I just open, I take one bite, I go, that was really good. I throw out the rest. And I let my kids do the same thing because I feel like by the end of the night, we've gotten it all out of our system.
Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
Welcome back. And this is one of my favorite segments, the Moms Roundtable. And on today's roundtable, we'll be talking about activities where the whole family can be involved. And especially now in the middle of summer when it's so hot, we, of course, many moms and dads and caregivers look to water activities, but we're going to be talking with Kelly, who is at Childhood, is her Twitter ID, and she blogs at everydaychildhood.com, and also Elizabeth, who is at thethriftydivas.com, where she blogs, and she's on Twitter at thethriftydivas. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
With four children between the two of you, let's start with Kelly. Kelly, what are your favorite activities where the whole family is involved?
Lately, here in Phoenix, it's been so hot, and our family loves to play outdoors. We've been bike riding together in the evening time as a family. Our neighborhood has plenty of lights and also great paths, and so this has been an activity we're enjoying.
And what about you, Elizabeth?
Well, it's also been very hot here, but we've been trying to find inexpensive activities. And so we've been doing going to the library and trying to keep the educational piece of it going. There's story time that we can do there at the library. We check out books to try to make it a couple-hour activity so we are feeding our mind as well as, you know, killing time indoors where it's cool.
Right. What section of the country are you in, Elizabeth?
We live in the south in North Carolina, and it's 100 degrees today here.
Oh, my goodness. I was just in North Carolina, but I was in the mountains up in Highlands and Boone area, and it was funny. People were complaining about 80 degrees, and I'm like, that's not hot.
No, I love the mountains. I kind of wish we could have that weather here in the summer.
Right. So, Kelly, what I know you said earlier you have two children, and they're six and under, so – yeah, and in Phoenix, are there indoor activities you can do?
Yes, my girls are 5 and 6, and we have discovered a great new indoor play place that we've been frequenting that has trampolines all over the floor, and it's really actually very affordable, and we've had a great time doing something like that with friends.
Right. And what about how do you get the whole family involved? In other words, I know during the day it's you know, the dad might be at work, or is there what do you all do as a family like in the evening hours?
Right. Like I said earlier, in the evening hours, we've been taking out all of our bicycles together, the four of us. And our neighborhood happens to be fitted with some really great bike paths, and they're all lit and off of the street and in through our preserve area that we back up to. So that's something we've really been doing as a family in the evening time as it cools down.
Right. Elizabeth, what about you? Any water activities?
Yeah, we love to go to the pool, and especially, you know, the whole family can do that. We actually had the boys go through swim lessons, so we felt comfortable with them in the pool. But we love swim at night after dinner because we don't have to worry about the sunscreen. We don't have to worry about,
right,
you know, the sun beating down on you. So that's a great activity.
So you have two boys?
Yes.
So, yeah, I was going to say, I have both, so it's a little bit of a different activity agenda when I've got all three of them versus just my girls, or and I've only got one son. So anything else you ladies would like to contribute for activities that the family's getting involved? Kelly?
I'd really like to make sure that if anybody's doing outdoor activities, that they're putting on the sunscreen on their children so that everybody can stay safe this summer.
Right. And Elizabeth?
Well, just don't forget to look for inexpensive ways to get your family involved. There's always free movies out there. We do movies on the lawn in several cities around here, and dollar movies. So just, you know, you can be thrifty and do some of these activities with your family.
That's a great, you know what, you're right. And we forget there's a little movie code down the street from us does free movies a lot. And my friends have actually started to text each other like, we're all going, you know, so that's a great idea. And appropriately, you are blogging at thethriftydivas.com, Elizabeth, and you're on Twitter at thethriftydivas. And Kelly, you are at everydaychildhood.com, and your Twitter ID is at childhood. So thank you, ladies, so much. And remember, when you're going outdoors with your family, as our moms had just talked about, to always wear your sunscreen, a hat, be sure you're hydrated, and especially if you're in the hotter areas of the country, the after dinner hours are always a good idea, as I think Elizabeth had mentioned. So make sure to be careful when you're out there with lots of fluids and sunscreen and a hat. And we also like to talk about one thing I've got in my intro, which I wanted to remind you, is that we have a Mom Talk Radio fan page on Facebook. So when you get a chance, check it out. Go to facebook.com/Mom Talk Radio, or I think you might have to do a search for Mom Talk Radio, but it's a great fan page. We have lots of information on there. We do giveaways every once in a while, so check us out there. And coming up next, after our short break, we will be joined by Dr. Daisy Sutherland, founder of Dr. Mommy Online, and she'll be talking about how to motivate our teens. And if you haven't been to drmommyonline.com, you see all kinds of great tips and information from Daisy, who is really one of our resident guests and a fantastic source for information for all ages of children and their parents. So we'll be right back. Welcome back to Mom Talk Radio. This is Mary Donlin sitting in for Maria Bailey. And for our last segment of today's show, I would like to introduce, of course, Dr. Daisy Sutherland, founder of DrMommyOnline.com, who needs no introduction, I should say. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Good. So we're talking, Daisy, about motivating teens. And
yes.
I don't have any yet, but I keep hearing people just look at me and just have this expression on their face of pity. So tell me how many teens you have and how to motivate them.
Wow. Well, out of five children, three of them are teens. It's a difficult task to motivate our teens, especially now, because they're so connected to computer and social networks. And, you know, let's not forget the little cell phones that they seem to be attached to their ear with Velcro. So, you know, with this whole age of technology, it's hard to even get a word in edgewise with them, but it's so important as parents to be involved in their lives and communicate with them, not via telephone or computer, but actually face-to-face, using words. You know, a lot of times they're not even familiar with those words that come out of our mouths because they're so hooked onto technology.
Mm-hmm. So what are the top strategies, I guess you could say, for motivating them? In other words, do you take the electronics away and or have technology free zones maybe?
Oh, well, we do. In our home, what we do is at a certain time in the evening, technology is shut down. And when I say technology, I don't necessarily mean TV, but I do mean computers and their phones, especially their phones, because if I did not take them away, they would be attached to them, like I said before, forever. So we definitely have a time. They are not allowed on the phone during dinner time. We sit around the dinner table and speak using our mouths, communication. And, of course, you know, in the evenings, it's shut down. But, you know, just as I have mentioned in a lot of my different articles, is our children of today are no different than what we were in the past. They still have those issues of depression and peer pressure and bullying, and it's up to us as parents to see these signs in them. And unfortunately, they like to go back to their technology and voice their opinions there, but we need to intercede that and have them speak to us and communicate. And if it means setting a date time with your children, you know, one-on-one time with your child. If you can't do that, then one-on-one time in the evening before they go to bed. I know it sounds kind of corny, but my kids look forward to that time, just one-on-one with mom, to right. be able to let me know what's going on in their lives. And I usually won't let them go to bed until they do.
It's interesting because I've seen a lot more messaging coming across, even, let's say, Disney Channel, which is constantly on in our house, about the social media, you know, being careful, being kind, not saying things out there that you wouldn't want repeated about your friends and vice versa, about yourself and your friends to you. How do you that's the interesting part, because, again, kids are still facing what we faced as we grew up, but now it's just all over the place. It's so transparent. Yeah. It's everywhere. Have you faced any of those issues with your kids?
I have, and usually, I mean, and it hurts them. And because, you know, once in the past, you'd say these ugly words, and they're quickly forgotten for some. You know, they'll say, I'm sorry. But now they're able to type them, and words that are written seem definitely concrete, and they're there, and they're reminded of it all the time. And then, of course, everyone jumps in the bandwagon and starts on the same path. And so I usually tell my children, whether they're on the computer or not, even as a young age, please be careful what you say, because those words can't be taken back no matter how much you try. So always refrain from being ugly using those words. You always have to put yourself in their position, the other child's position. And we do a little, I don't know if we have time, but we do this little game at home with a toothpaste tube. And what I did is I had all my children, even the teenagers, squeeze out the toothpaste as fast as they could. And I actually had a $20 bill on the table enticing them. They were like, what's the $20 for? Once they squeezed all that toothpaste out, I said, okay, now the object of the game is to put all the toothpaste back into the tube with this toothpick. The first one that gets that done wins the $20.
Wow.
And they tried, and they looked at me like, that's crazy. And then the lesson learned was, you know, when you say these words, you have to be very conscious of what you're saying, because once it comes out, you can't put it back in.
That's right. The feathers out the window, as they say. Well, that's really an interesting exercise. And what happened was the result that they
Learned. They tried to get $20.
Yeah.
They tried really hard. They're like, I got some of it in. I'm like, no, that wasn't
physically
that
impossible,
wasn't the rule.
Right?
Yes, it was absolutely impossible. And then they realized, like, that was a trick. And I'm like, no, that was a lesson.
To learn about these lessons and tips and strategies and more, visit Dr. Mommy online. Thank you so much, Daisy. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Thanks for having me. You too.
Thanks. And thank you all so much for joining us. This is the end of a really interesting, informative, and fun show for me. I really appreciate you joining us. And make sure to check out momtalkradio.com. And as I said earlier, we have a Facebook page, a fan page at facebook.com/momtalkradio. And we will be back with you next week for another great lineup. Thank you so much. Good night.